FL Democrat Senate candidate Angie Nixon trying to distance herself from socialism despite joining DSA. By Hannah Knudsen on August 21, 2026. Florida's Democrat Senate candidate Angie Nixon is trying to rewrite history, distancing herself from socialism despite her membership in the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA. Nixon took a surprise win in Florida's primary on Tuesday, defeating prolific Trump hater Alex Vindman. The member of the Florida House carries an array of radical left-wing positions aligned with American socialists, including abolishing immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, funding universal health care, and implementing universal child care and pre-kindergarten, a socialist policy with high favorability across America. Yet, she is trying to distance herself from her socialist counterparts despite formally joining DSA earlier this year. During an appearance on NBC News, Nixon responded to her opponent, Republican Senator Ashley Moody, RFL, reminding Floridians that Nixon is a member of DSA. Nixon bizarrely suggested that Moody's factual description of her status as a socialist was a lie. You know, when people's voice start getting squeaky and really high-pitched, usually they're lying. And Ashley Moody knows that I'm not a socialist, Nixon claimed, asserting she only joined DSA because she aligns with them on fighting for adequate public housing, as well as fighting for quality health care, as well as making sure that we are getting our veterans off the street, taking big money out of politics. The Democratic Party is a big tent, she continued. It's an everybody party. We have folks on the left, on the right, to the middle of the party. She continued, claiming she does not agree with DSA's proposal to abolish the Senate. When asked if she supports the DSA position to defund the Pentagon and lift sanctions on Iran, Nixon initially answered, I think we need to make sure that we are looking at the Department of Defense budget with a fine-tooth comb. They are the only agency or department that has failed an audit. And so I want to make sure that we're spending our money wisely. She continued, stating, I think we need to figure out what we're going to use our funding on when asked about defunding the military. She then added, I don't believe in defunding anything. I think we need to make sure that we are scrutinizing them, and we need to make sure we're spending money the right way. Nixon also denied supporting the DSA call to draft a completely new constitution, but she said she favors enforcing the current constitution, which she falsely said President Donald Trump, whom she referred to as a 34-count adjudicated rapist, is against. The Democrat said she primarily agrees with the DSA call for universal health care, citing it as a main reason for joining the organization since she said Democrat leadership does not prioritize that policy. Despite her attempts to distance herself from the socialist platform, her positions also include cradle-to-career public education, which includes tuition-free public college and trade school, mass amnesty, ending mass incarceration, and much more. Notably, Nixon once said she cannot work with Republicans across the aisle, because they are literally trying to kill us.